Okay, sheets. Put it over there. This Shabbos, Be'ez Hashem, read Parshas Nitzavim. This Shabbos, of course, is the last Shabbos of the year prior to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Sunday night. And we always read Parshas Nitzavim on the Shabbos immediately prior to Rosh Hashanah. Some years it's doubled up together with Vayelech, and some Vayelech together. This year is some Vayelech are separate, so we read the Nitzavim on the Shabbos immediately prior to Rosh Hashanah. That's what I'd like to look into this evening. What that depends on, whether some Vayelech are doubled up or not, really depends on how many Shabbosim there are between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. Let's work backwards. We know that we have to be up to Vizos HaBrocha by Sukkot, so we can read Vizos HaBrocha on Simchas Torah. That's our meaning, to finish the whole Torah on Simchas Torah. So you have to be up to Vizos HaBrocha by Sukkot. That means the Shabbos before Sukkot, you have to read Hazino. You have to read Hazino the Shabbos. That's the second or last Seder before Vizos HaBrocha. You have to read Hazino on the Shabbos before Sukkot. But when is the Shabbos before Sukkot? That depends whether there is a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot or not. This year there is a Shabbos. Sometimes there's no Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Let's say Yom Kippur is a Shabbos. So then Sukkot is the following Wednesday night. So there's no Shabbos in between. Or sometimes Yom Kippur is on Monday. So then Sukkot is Friday night. So again, there's no Shabbos in between. This year, Yom Kippur is a Wednesday. So there is a Shabbos. Sukkot is not till Sunday night. So there is a Shabbos in between. Sometimes Yom Kippur is a Thursday. Sukkot will be Monday night. So there's, again, there'll be a Shabbos in between. So if there's a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so we'd have Hazino on that Shabbos. And the previous Shabbos before that, that's the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they call that Shabbos Shuvah, you'll read Vayelech, which is the case this year, and then you read Nitzavim the week before Shabbos Shuvah, the week before Shabbos Shuvah, the week before Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, read Nitzavim. But sometimes you don't have that many Shabbos. We only have that one Shabbos, and you have to read Hazinu on Shabbos Shuvah, because that's the only Shabbos before Yom Kippur, but it's also before Sukkot, no Shabbos in between. They have to read Hazinus, and they have to double up Mitzvah Vayelech. So that's what it depends on. This year, we have a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so we're going to read Vayelech that, we'll read Hazinu that Shabbos, Vayelech the Shabbos before Yom Kippur, on Shabbos Shuvah next week, and we're going to read Mitzvah by itself. So it's interesting, the Gemara in Megillah on the Flamed Alf Mabez states the following. We'll come back to what the Gemara is trying to get at. That's what I mentioned, Ashir. It's a question that Tosus raises. So read the Gemara. We'll read the Gemara first. The Gemara says, first source, Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar, Omer, Ezra, Tike, Mahem, Yisrael, Shukarn, Klolos, Shubitaris, Kanam, Kodam, Atzeres, Vishamishna, Tarek, Kodam, Rosh Hashanah. It's a Takonos Ezra, means an ancient Takona. Ezra, the beginning of the Second Temple period, the only Bayashani. Ezra was Misak, the old, old Takona, the days of Ezra, to read the curses, we call the Tokacha, in Taurus Kohanim. That's Chumash Vayikra, Kodam, Atzeres, before Shavuos. Okay, which we do, which is not our topic tonight, but that's not for now. Okay, this is your comment. And we should be Mishnah Torah, the clause of Mishnah Torah, Chumash Dvarim, the Tokacha in Chumash Dvarim, that's in Kisavo, Kodem Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah. So it's not Stam. It happens to work out in that way very well in terms of our calendar. Someone asked, why did we read Kisavo last week? What do you mean, why? Because the previous week was Kisavo. Kisavo was the next Ezra. But it's not just that. It's also because of Takanas Ezra that it just works out that way for us. So what's the reason of being paid to read the Tokha before? So Amar Abaye, Vitamer Shlokish, Kadesha Tichwa Hashonah Mikilosel, the old year and all its curses and its sorrows, they should go away. We should read that, get that out of our mind, and all the bad things should end, you know, with the outgoing year, and the new year should start fresh and happy and cheerful, and everything should be well for everybody. Then the Gemara goes into a side point, so that I understand. Before Rosh Hashanah, we should read the Tokacha in Dvarim. We do. But what's that got to do with Shavuos? What's Shavuos? Not a beginning of new year, is it? That's the Gemara's kasha. Shavuos, Otto Ateres Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos. Ateres is the rabbinic nickname for Shavuos. Is Shavuos Rosh Hashanah also? I said, yes, in a certain way, Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah because we're judged on Shavuos. Mishnah says in the second Mishnah, the first paragraph, Ateres al Peres ha'ilon. We are judged on Shavuos regarding food from the trees. So it is a certain, you know, how much the produce will be that year. So there's something to do with Shavuos. So it's the beginning of a Rosh Hashanah, a certain way. Okay. What's that? That's not what it says. No, that's not what it says. Yeah, all right. But the question I want to deal with that was raised by Tosa. Tosa is a very simple question. And he says, Divamasu close with Taurus Khan. I'm there in Megillah, Lamed Alpha Base, Source 3. Shalu Beveis HaMedrash Rabbeinu Nissim. This was a question that was asked in the Beis Medrash of Rabbeinu Nissim. Rabbeinu Nissim here is not the Ran. The Rishon the Ran who wrote on the Rif, or the Chiddush HaRan. But Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, one of the earliest authorities, the Gaonim. So they asked in his Beis Medrash a following question. A good question for Balabatim, for anybody. You know, in a year like this, when we have that extra Shabbos. So we're going to split up. We're reading some of this Shabbos next week because we have an extra week because there's a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot on which we can read Hazino. So we're reading Nitzavim tomorrow and this Shabbos, this coming Shabbos and Vayelech next week. So they asked the Rav Nissim, well, I have a good idea. If you remember, about 7 or 8 weeks ago, we had a double Sedra, Matos and Masei. A long, long laning. Matos is a full-length sedra. Masei is a full-length sedra. You combine it together, it's a bomb for the Baal HaKriya. No Baal HaKriya is eager to read Matos and Masei. You know, it's a long lady. So they asked him, if we have an extra Shabbos to play with like this year, why not double up Nitzavim Vayelech anyway? Nitzavim has 40 psukim. Vayelech has 30 psukim. Together, only 70 psukim. So double up two shorter sedras, Nitzavim Vayelech. Okay, we should double that and split Matos and Masei. Give us a break. Tircha b'Tzibur. They should, before Tisha B'Av, you know, in the 3 weeks, we should read Matos and Masei separately. That's the kasha. Shalom is Hamesh Shalom Yisim Gavenu Yisim. Lama Mechalkin Pashin Yisim Vayelech Lishnayin. Kishiyesh Beis Shabbos Yisim Rosh Hashanah Vosukkis. In a year like this, we got two Shabbos Yisim Rosh Hashanah Vosukkis. Right? You have an extra Shabbos. Below Yom Kippur, we're not in Kippur beyond Shabbos. So, and Ein Mechalkin Matos and Masei Sharuchas Yosef. Right? That's a good question. So split up. We would have done that. We would have had an easier time those couple of weeks, normal length sedges of doubling up, being a long, long waiting. We would have had Matos and Masei. We would have been up to Kisavo this week, okay? And next week, we'll double up Nitzavim Vayelech. And then the following week, between Kippur and Sukkot, we'll have Azino and Shalom HaYisrael. So why do we do, why take it? But that's how we do. We doubled up Matos and Masei. And we're going to read Nitzavim Vayelech separately, two very, very short sedges. So why do we do it that way? Not only that. But you could ask it a different way. That was after Nisim Gom. But the truth is, we don't do exactly what the Gemara says with the Takonas Ezra. Takonas Ezra was to read the Klolos of Mishnah Torah, that's the Tohua, before Rosh Hashanah. Sounds like it means right before Rosh Hashanah. We don't do that. We laid the Tohua on Kisava last week, which was an extra Shabbos before there's an extra Shabbos in between. We don't do exactly what Ezra said. That's the Kasha. So he's answered the Heshev, they gave the Teretz. So, because when it says Klolos Mishnah Torah, the curse is the punishment of Mishnah Torah, who said that means only the Torah in Kisavo? You look at the beginning of this week's Sedra, Nitzavim, and there's some pretty powerful, we learned it this morning on Monday and Thursday, some pretty powerful and harsh words there too. You know, the whole land was destroyed. Gophris HaMelech, say the whole land is going to be utterly destroyed. And the Kodesh was going to scatter us. Ha'ichem HaShem Alad Mosam. And people were so astounded at what they see. The HaMelech Sokocha HaShem Lawrence Azos and so on, you know, there's some very strong curses, so to speak, and punishing each of them as well. So said Rav Nissim Gaon, that concept of Tich L'Shana Kilosel, that you're supposed to read the Klolos of Mishnah Torah, Chumash Devarim, before Rosh Hashanah, is not only limited to the Tochacha in Kisavo. You have to read Nitzavim beforehand also, because you got to get rid of those curses too. Who says the Klolos of Mishnah Torah is Khanim? I'm sorry, Klolos of Mishnah Torah means only Kisavo. He says, get rid of those also. That's the answer he gave. So therefore, not only do we have to read Kisavu before Rosh Hashanah, we also have to read Nisavu before Rosh Hashanah to get rid of Mamish, all those Klolos and all those curses, Tichla, Shana, Kilos. So we start fresh on the Rosh Hashanah with a new topic, and we're not dejected and so on. Yeah.
That's why you're not splitting up Matos.
No, that's why we have to, therefore we have to double something up. So Matos and Matos get doubled up. Even though the result is that two very short sedras, Nitzavim Vayelech, are going to be separate, but we got to get Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. So Mela, I have no choice. You have Vayelech and then Azino. Yeah. That's a different question. I don't know how much that would save, actually. Okay, a little bit. No, I'm saying, because both pretty long, too. I don't know how much. But Enochanan, he said, other reasons that come into play, we want to read Devarim before Tisha, but other things. But in any event, that's the answer that he gave. But Tosafot doesn't like the answer. By the way, Tosafot don't like the kosher. He says, okay, what we are talking about, we talk about the Klolos of Mishnah Torah. It is talking about the Tocha Kitzavo. It's not talking about Kitzavo. He brings a riot from the Gemara Baba Basra, the source 4. I'll read it, we'll say it outside. Maybe it's Pei Chesam Beis going over to Pei Tesma. It's an unusual Gemara. The Gemara there says, the contrast the Tocha of the Chukosai in Taras Kanim with the Tocha of Mishnah Torah in Kitzavo. And it says, Omer of Levi, so we'll come back to those in a second. Bo Rei, Shalom, Baruch Hu, Nisposim Adom. Because Baruch Hu is more merciful than a human being. Why? Because the idea is that the clothes in Hukosai, in Taras Kanim, was said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, the speaker in Chumash Dvarim is Moshe. Right? Moshe is the speaker throughout Chumash Dvarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Berach Rashi Mishtayim Mekilah Mishmona. And the Rashbam there, Rabbi Vass explained. I have in the next verse. You can look at Peches and Beis, Peches and Arba. I have the Psukim down. Look at seven. In Parashat Bekosai, in both Tokachos, in both lists of the curses and punishments, there's a bracha first. Right? What happens if you do listen? Then it says, but if you don't listen. So look in seven. In Parakhov Vayukra Pasuk Gimel, it starts Im Bechukosai Telechu. And it ends in Pasuk Gimel. It ends in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Baruch Eskem Chom Miyus. So the first word, the first letter of the brachas is an aleph, im b'chosai, and the last letter of the brachas komi is tough. So when Hashem speaks, He gives us brachas. It's from aleph to tough. It's 22 letters, right? It's all the whole thing, aleph to tough. The curses of b'chosai begin in pasuk yudala there, parakov vav yikra pasuk yudala, stone seven, vav v'im lo sishmu li, etc., etc., and it ends in pasuk mem gimel there. Goes from the letter Vav, the letter Mem, with only eight letters. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He gives a bracha, He covers 22 letters, right? From an Aleph to Tav. And the curse is only from the letter Vav until Mem. And the Gemara says, but when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, it was just the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, look in 8, in Parshas Kisavo, Berkhof Ches of Dvarim, source number 8. And again, the Rashbam spells it out, but I printed it here for you. So it says, Pasuk Aleph begins with the exact reverse. V'hoya im shamoa tishma. If you will listen, that starts with the Vav, and it ends in Pasuk Yudalad, Le'avdam. It goes only from Vav to Mem, eight letters, right? Whereas the curse starts with V'hoya im lo tishma, Tes Vav, with the Vav, and it goes in Samaches, the Ein Koneh to Hey, from Vav all the way background to Hey, 22 letters. So that the Gemara draws that contrast between the Kodesh Baruch Hu's brachas and Kolas and Moshe's brachas. Okay, whatever that Gemara means with the letters, but one thing is clear, coming back now to Tosas. Tosas says, obviously, when the Gemara is talking about the Kolas of Mishnah Torah, it's talking about Parshas Kisavo. It's not Cheshmaning in the Psukim in the Tzavim. So don't tell me that, well, we also have to read the Tzavim before Rosh Hashanah because we want to get those Kolas out of the way too. Clearly, when the Gemara speaks about the Kolas of Mishnah Torah, it means Kisavo only. So that's what Tosas says. And therefore, he doesn't like this idea that, you know, well, we also have to read the Tzavim before Rosh Hashanah. So now, and not only that, but he adds another point. You look at source number 9. That's the Pasuk in Hazino. Mizei ra'a v'luchume resha peketav meriri. Also his punishments and curses. So if Rabbeinu Nissim is right, we better read Hazino before Rosh Hashanah too. I mean, it's a double channel sof. Right, because there it talks about the serpents and hunger and wild animals, also curses. So Tosa says, Klolos Shebetaros Kana means Parshat Kosai, Klolos Shebet Mishnah Torah means Kisavo only. But now we're back to our question. So why Taka then? It's a two-pronged question. Why Taka do we not do it? As I said, why not read Kisavo on the Shabbos immediately before Rosh Hashanah? And the way it was asked recently, also, why Taka do we split up these two short sedges in a year like this? We have an extra Shabbos. Why we talk to split up Yitzchak Vayelech instead of Matas Amasi? So he says, okay, he says toward the Lachach Nirali, a couple lines in the end of 3, Hatam Shalom Chalkin Asana Vishon Rotsim Lahafsik, Velikos Shabbos Achas Kodom Rosh Hashanah Beparsha Shalom Tehemet Daberes Beklos so much. You know what? We want to have a buffer. We don't want to go straight from reading all those long, long curses and punishments and Parshas Kisavo, and at tomorrow night's Rosh Hashanah, we're going to have apple and honey, and Hashanah Tova Mesukah. So, you know, you come from this very strong list of punishments, and next night you're supposed to be jolly. You know what I'm saying? So the Tosfos says, so we have a buffer in between. And he says, by the way, we do the same thing by Shavuos. We don't read B'chukos on the Shabbos immediately before Shavuos. We're B'midbar in between. But Midbar is always, but once in a while, but Midbar and Nasa. But most of the time, it's by Midbar before Shavuos. So the same thing. We don't want to go right from the Kolos into the holiday. You know, so therefore, that's all. It's just a break. It's kind of like an interruption. That's the answer that the, by the way, the Tosfos, you want to look at, I printed it here. Tosfos in Bava Basra, Peches on Beis, has the same thing. He says, based on that Gemara with the letters contrasting Moshe Rabbeinu's Kolos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kolos, so as Mikan ain't near a Louis Parish of Nisim Gom. I don't think the Parish of Nisim Gom is correct that we split up Matas and Masa, we split up Atta Mitzvah and Vayelech when you have this extra Shabbos because we want to get Mitzvah out of the way also. And because that's how it's included in the cause. It's basically the same idea. The Tos HaRosh in Megillah, Laman Alpha Beis, an original Sukkah, the Tos HaRosh says, and he quotes, V'chein Mashma Megillah Storm, the Rebbeinu Nisim, he has the same Kasha, And he has the same objection to the and it's same explanation as opposed to the end. He says we have the following simon. Take a look towards the end of 11. The Tosa Rosh Megillah Laman Alf Meizu Maschol Shkodesh Av. So he says, "Usimen leida emas hayush tei Shabbos ben Roshanim Kippurim, pas bag hamelech." Okay, or bag hamelech pas vayelech. What does it mean? So based on some pasuk somewhere, but he says basically bag hamelech beis gimel, Monday and Tuesday, when Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is a Monday or Tuesday. That's hamelech. Bag hamelech. When Hamelech, Rosh Hashanah, Hamelech, went to Rosh Hashanah, there in Malchus, right? So when Hamelech falls out on either Beis or Gimel, I mean the first day, it's either Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, then Pas Vayelech, split up Vayelech from the Tzavim, like Pas, Kimo, Pasos, Osal, PT, and Pasos, Parash Laikra, split up the loaf and so on, Pasos. Pirish, Kishire Rosh Hashanah, Beyond Beis, or Beyond Gimel, Yitzorach lefas lechalek atem itzom levad lifnei Rosh Hashanah, avayelech Shabbos shabein Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, uveshabbos to'achat, some Kippur hasnim. That's this year. That's what the Rosh spells out. And that's how we paskin the Shulchan Aruch, or chayim simen tov chav ches tiv dalet, which is the first of all the olam, korin parshat b'midbar sinai kodom atzeres, tishra b'av kodom v'schanon, right, because Shabbos chazon is the worm, so Shabbos nachmuz v'schanon, atem nitzavim kodom Rosh Hashanah, v'lochein kishra Rosh Hashanah yom beiz gimel, Monday, Tuesday, Shiyesh Tei Shabbos Ben Rosh Hashanah Sukkot. That way there's two Shabbos Ben Rosh Hashanah Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah Sukkot. So Tzvichem Mechalek Tzom Vayelech, Kedei Shiku Vayelech Bein Rosh Hashanah Tzom Kippur. Like this, it will be Vayelech on Shabbos Shuvah. Vazinu Bein Tzom Kippur L'Sukkot. The Simon Bag HaMelech Apos Nenil Pas Vayelech. Avol, Ke Rosh Hashanah B'yom Hei Ovav. Okay, and that's actually a mistake because the Rosh Hashanah can't, the first day of Rosh Hashanah could be a Thursday, but first it can't be Friday, it can mean Shabbos. Or it means Hei and Vav, it's Thursday, Friday, or it means Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah lands on Thursday or on Shabbos, then Oz Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah Sukkos El Shabbos Achas. There's only one free Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, there is a Shabbos, but it's Yom Kippur. So obviously you don't read the Parsha Shavu, you read Yom Kippur then. And Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. Yom Kippur is Monday, so Sukkos is again Friday night. So then we have to read, then you split it up with Nitzavim Vayelech alone. I'm sorry, then Vayelech is in Nitzavim, Korom Rosh Hashanah. That's how the Poskim point out. The Magen Avraham mentions the same idea in Simtov Chav Chesed Kotten Dalet. He says we read by Midbar before Shavuos, even though the Takanas Ezra was to read Bechukosai, but he said we want to have that Shabbos in between. Okay, Koron Atem is someone Koron Rosh Hashanah, same thing. Okay, Hamelech, the answer Rosh Hashanah, the same thing with the Shavuos and Kotten Zayin and Ches. Okay, spells out exactly the way we explained it. Now this all works out very well and good. Okay, here's your question, Josh. It was very nicely according to the way we have things. Okay, and as we have it works out beautifully. We're up to Kisov anyway. Like I said, why do we read, entitled the Shir, why do we read Kisov and Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah? Because that's what we're up to. Let's go home. I mean, that's it. We're up to that. Finished. Okay. Now we see there's more to it than that. It was part of Takanas Ezra. The question becomes, but one second, that same sugya in, actually a little earlier there, Megillah mentions that there was a different, to our practice. Our practice now is we finish the Torah once a year. On Simchas Torah, and the Shabbos middle of the Sukkah, as we start Bereishis, and go the whole through cycle again and so on. So that was not the original, that was not the practice all over. There's a practice in Eretz Yisrael, they finish every 3 years, called the triennial cycle. Okay, the triennial cycle, which by the way, I don't know if I printed it here, but the Rambam makes reference to it. The Rambam, in his time, apparently, said, yesh, nog, he said, it's not, that's not the widespread. By his time, it was not widespread, but it still existed. Apparently, that they would finish the whole Torah in this every 3 years. Yeah.
So
was that true? Wow. Okay. Interesting. So now the Maariv Chayit in source number 15 asks your kasha or you ask his kasha. Okay, 15. The Maariv Chayit on this Gemara in Megillah Lamed Aleph Beis Ezra Tikin Shu Karn Close with Torah Chanim Karn Materes on Nir Beinayim Lefize Lo Yodati Libnei Marava. The people in the Marava, that's a nickname for Eretz Yisrael. Because in Babel, they always refer to Eretz Yisrael as the West Coast. You know what I mean? Because from Babel, Eretz Yisrael, we say the West Coast is California. But from Babel, the West Coast is Eretz Yisrael. They refer to the out West, you know, the Wild West. So, the name Marava, the Maski Oraisa Betlashnin, they finished the Torah in 3 years. As Morris says in Chavtes, Echayu Osin Betakonis Ezu, Zosha Tavo Kriyas HaKos, Kodom HaTez, the whole Shana. How'd they work it out? They weren't necessarily up to, we haven't worked out very well, so we're up to Kisavo and Isav now anyway. But that's because our Luach is set up that way. But in those, so how did they fulfill this particular Takonis Ezra? So I thought, I've said over in the past, but it turns out it's actually in print. Reb Tzadok in 16, fans of Pre Tzadok here in Parshas Kisovo says, "Hinei Miloshen Ezra Tikkun Lisoli Kos HaParsh Elam Mashma Dafilib Nei Marov." If this is a Takan of Ezra supplied for those Jews too, so what's the shot? So he says, "Gam Kain Tikkun Ezra," and so on. He said they would read it Kemo Shekar and Arba Parshos. They would take out a second Sefer Torah like we do for Parsha Shkolem and Parsha Zohar and Parsha Par, Parsha Chosh, and they would read this section on that Shabbos. That's how he did it. It was a Takana Tezra. So we don't have to do it because our calendar is set up. Again, I don't know if there's any evidence for this and so on, but that's some sort of thing that makes good sense. I'll be Parsha, that's what they did. I'll be Parsha, that's what they did. Because, again, it's a Takana Tezra. That's not, you know. So and since our calendar is set up, the works out very well. The weeks will work out. But for them, the, whatever they were up to, they would read whatever the Parsha was for that week. And then they would read the close before Shavuos. They would read from the close time before Rosh Hashanah. They would read from Kisov. Okay.
Third year then.
Well, I don't know exactly how it played out. I'm not exactly sure what you know.
It wasn't
divided up our way. In other words, they had a whole different. That's
right,
a further discussion.
Year, you want it to fall into place the way it's supposed to.
Not, right. I don't know. Not necessarily. I don't know. They would, but it wouldn't be a Simchas Torah necessarily to finish. The Gemara never speaks about Simchas Torah. You know, when we have a holiday Simchas Torah, it's not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere. It's a later Takana. Just to clarify, we know this, but there's no such holiday called Simchas Torah per se. When we make, you know, what we call Simchas Torah is the second day of Shemiyat Tzeres. That's really what it is. Okay, that's why in the Kiddush or in the Davening, we don't say by Pitam Hashem of Yom Simchas Torah there. We say it's Yom Shmini Chagat Tzeres there, whatever you know, Simchas Shmiyat Tzeres, Chagat or whatever. But you mention Shmiyat Tzeres, it's the second day of Shmiyat Tzeres. So we have the luxury of Chutzar to kind of, in Eretz Yisrael, they got to roll Simchas Torah into the one day of Shmiyat Tzeres. Very strange day for those who've been there. You know, you say Yisker and you say Tzos Geshem, and then you have a Kofis. You know, it's a very unusual mix. But in any event, we have the luxury, so we have 2 days to play with. But in any event, so they didn't have to finish this time. Whatever they finished, they finished. Anyhow, so that's that. That addresses that issue. Okay, but I would like to just suggest at least Alder Hadrush. So another reason why maybe we should read Nitzavim before again. We got two answers. According to the Rav Nissim Gaon, the Tosfos quotes, the reason we read Nitzavim before Hashanah, again, as I said before, we always read Nitzavim on the Shabbos immediately prior to Rosh Hashanah. The only question is it with Vayelech or not with Vayelech? This year it's not because we have that extra Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so we read Hazinu then and Vayelech next week. But we always read Nitzavim. So we have two reasons why we read Nitzavim. Rav Nissim Gaon said, because the beginning of Nitzavim also has claws and punishments, and so that the Gemara's dictum, Ezra Takana, they have to read the klalos of Mishnah Torah before Rosh Hashanah, means not only the Tocha of the Kisavo, but also the Psukim in Nitzavim, and so on. Tosfos didn't like that. He gave a different reason. No, Nitzavim is before Rosh Hashanah because it's kind of a buffer, sort of a calmer week in between the punishments of Kisavo and the beginning of the holiday, just like we do with Bamidbar before Shavuos. We don't go right from the Tocha into Yatav. Yeah. No, they say, but that was our that is our practice. He's explaining what he thinks the
I can't say
that
Sukkim are not part of the
Tochacha. No, so that before he quoted Gemara Baba Basra, which speaks about the Tochacha, and it's only considered the Tochacha of a Kisavo.
Okay.
It's strange, but he said that's what it is. Okay, you know, and there's another point before he came in. You know, and Hazinu is also tough words. So Mizeh, if I quote it here, 9. So says you should read that also before, right? So obviously it's only limited. All right, but I'd like to suggest at least other Hadush, maybe more, another reason, a third reason why to read Mitzvah and Dafka before Rosh Hashanah. That is the following. You know, I mentioned before, there is a difference, another difference between the Tochacha in Bechukosai and the Tochacha here in Kisavo. Okay, and that's earlier on that daf in Megillah Amud Aleph Beis. By the way, as a side point, okay, in 17, the Gemara says, "Ein mafsikin," because we don't stop in the middle of Tocha to call up a new Aliyah. That's why, remember last week's Sedra, all the Aliyahs were pretty short. There's one long, long Aliyah. We don't stop in the middle, okay? Because it's not polite to them. Hashem's giving Musar, right? The Gemara is punishment. And I will stop. Stop a minute, hold on. Of course, we also wake up Mishnah Berakh, my mother-in-law, the whole thing, you know. So we don't do that. So, okay, that's Musar B'ni Hashem, Musar Hashem B'ni Al-Timah. And Rishaki says, because, you know, also you don't make a bracha. Right. We also make a bracha on Peron. We don't make a bracha on bad things. We don't stop an aliyah and start an aliyah on bad things. You know, we don't do that. Okay.
You hate my Musa.
That's the same. Musa in 17. Musa Hashem b'nei altimas. Okay, that's what he quotes. And Shulchan is a different reason. All right. Then the Gemara says, but technically that's true about what you said. There's a difference between the clothes of Moshe and the clothes of Hashem. But there's another difference I want to focus on here today. My time on top of the next page. Halalu b'loshon rabim amurus u'moshon pi agur amaron. V'halalu b'loshon yochid amurus u'moshon pi atzmo amaron. There's another difference. The difference I want to highlight now is that the tocha and the hukosai is in loshon rabim. Okay, if you look back at the psukim that I did quote from the tocha, back in source 7, in the brachas, imuchusai telechu, and imlo sishmeu, velo sasu, v'art is a mehem, right? It's in the plural. Hashem, okay, in the tocha here in Kisovan, last week's sedra, in the singular, look at source 8, in the parakom chespa says, v'hoyam lo sishma, okay, and v'hashivcho Hashem, it says, in Lashon Yochid. So what is the difference between Lashon Yochid and Lashon Rabbin? That's what we wanted to get at. We find, and the Vilna Gaon has, and others have this yisod, is that when the Torah says something in Lashon Rabbin, when you're addressing a large group of people, you can say the word you can mean you. I'm talking to one person, we're larger. I'm talking to 100 people. I'll say you, right? So in English, it's the same one word. And how you look at a crowd, you look at it as one unit, you look at it as many people. I remember many, many years ago, as a kid, I was in London, and I was in a car someplace with a soccer game on the radio, and the announcer, and the crowd are going wild. Now, in American English, we say the crowd is going wild. The crowd is cheering or whatever. In British English, they say the crowd. Now, both make sense. I mean, the crowd are there. 50,000 people in the stadium. They are, right? In American English, the crowd is one. So, and the same thing in Hebrew. So, we have the following. When it says something in the plural, Atem, Lochem, it's talking about you and you and you and you and you. Where do we see? That's the famous drasha, two places, 19. Parshas Emor, coming up the Sukkot, right? Parakov Gimel Pasuk Mem. Ulekachtem Lochem, Ba'am Arishon, Pre'etar of a Kapus Mormon, Avitzovas, Harinoch, Osmachim, and Vashem, Atechem, Shimon Zom, the midst of Arba Minim, from which the Gemara has in Sukkot Mem Alphan Beis, 20, Ulton Rabbon, Ulekachtem, Shetei Lekicha, Biyad kol echad ve'echad. Who has to take the look? You and you and you and you. We all have to take a look and ask ourselves. That's ulekachtem lochem in the singular, right? Ulekachtem lochem shei lekicha biyad kol echad ve'echad. Tosus there in Sukkah Memal from the base 21. Ulekachtem shei lekicha lochel echad ve'echad. Mivelokziv ve'lokach. Mivelokziv ve'lokachto loshon yochid. Doesn't say lokachto. It says lokachtem. Lokachtem means each one of you as an individual. And another parallel drasha. Yes, the Daf Yomi should have to it soon. In regarding Sfiras Omer, right? And more perk of Gimel Pasuk Tesvav. Usvartem lochem mimochas haShabbos meol v'yachem es Omer tufa sheva Shabbos tzmius tiana. Simor minochas samecheim at base says what? 23. Tana Rabbanan. Usvartem lochem shetei Sfira lechol echad ve'echad. Everybody has to count the Sfira. It's a mitzvah upon everybody, as Rashi explains there in 24. Lechol echad ve'echad. Kol echad chayav lishbor. So when the Torah speaks the Lashon Rabbim, it's talking to the Rabbim, to each individual person. That's biblical Hebrew. Okay? Now, it's interesting. Tosus, right away, there in Menachos, Samachem Reis, points out a contrast between the mitzvah of Usvartem Lochem, and another count, counting the Shemitah years till the Yovel, the beginning of Parshas Behar, where the expression is, Usofar Tah Lecha Sheva Shabbosos, Sheva, I printed it here. So Tosus 25. Tosus Menachos. Samachem Beis. Tzvart Machem. Gaba Yovel Ksiv. Vayikra Chafei. I printed the pasuk again 26. Parakofei. Vayikra pasuk Ches. V'sofar Tol Lechor. Sheva Shabbos Shonim. Sheva Shem Shabbamim. V'ulchai Mei Sheva Shabbos Hashonim. Teisha V'arboim Shana. But there it says V'sofar Tol Lechor. Who does that counting? Not you and you and you and you, but rather you addressing the entity of Klal Yisrael as a unit. So who has to keep track of that? The Beis Din, the representative of Klal Yisrael. Right? So says Tosus, in the Nochas Samachem Beis, the Masel Shartim, 25, Gaba Yovel Ksiv Esafar Telecha, Da Beis Din Kamal Rachmana. Okay? And that Tosus isn't sure, but V'Shem HaBeis Din Sofim Uvarchim. Could be they made a bracha. We don't know whether they actually made a bracha. We say Al Sirus Omer. Did they say Al Sirus Hayova? I don't know. But it could well be they did. Kemosha Anu Baruch Al Sirus Omer. Right? Someone had a bracha. Okay? And that's what the Sifra, which is the Medrash Halacha in Behar, Parsha Beis, and the Perek Aleph, it's also Aleph 27, Bebezdin. So therefore, we see right away from these two expressions, Usfartem, Lachem, by Sir Omer, that's addressing every individual Jew. Lachem, all of you, each of you. And Usfartem, Lacha, is addressing Kha Yisrael, the single. Now, yeah. So Tosin Subas raises the kasha. Adam and Ochus. Okay, they raise that kasha. The question is, does she even have to count? Is there a mitzvah sphere altogether? It's just to keep track. But the reason they so Tosin asks, why does she make a bracha? Tosin asks, why shouldn't she make a bracha? Because she might then the tistor, you know, she'll see dam and then she'll go back and so on. Which, right, that's a question of whether she has to make a bracha or not. So the shalom, by the way. The Shalom says he doesn't make a bracha, but he says he should count. Right, the first thing. Yeah, the Rebbe Behuda writes in the Tshuva, Shalom, Erov Kedushaso. He was looking for more mitzvahs. He told us, right, that's not really how he passed. Anyway, but getting back to our topic, we do for what?
We just have the whole first parasha in singular. That's done. Mitzvah based in.
Okay, so one second. So hold on. I'm not saying that every
those are the whole thing. The whole thing is
Yochi.
It's down the second
fraction. Yeah,
it's Lashon Rabbim. Except the 14 words in the meal.
Right, yes, right. So you have to look through the whole Torah and find. Right, and then it goes to Yisham Ulochem, yeah.
But most of it is Rabbim.
Mm. Yes, so again, it's a good question. But we can ask even another interesting question, even by Sirius Omer. That, what I showed you is in Parshas Emor. We look in Parshas for A. Dvarim Perek Tzayin Pasuk Tes 28 Shiva Shoros Tispar Loch even by Sirius Omer. So the Gemara in Menachos Samachem Veisem Daf 29 says one second Harehu Omer Tispar Loch that is to do with Bezin.
Yeah.
It's Sfira Tuliya be Bezin. It depends on Bezin. Shehein Yodel Lachadish Mochas Hashabes Mochas Yantin. When you start counting is a function of when Bezin declares, and not only that, but it's the biblical interpretation that we don't start counting the Sirius Omer Mochas Hashabes, the day we call Shabbos, rather it means Yantin, the first day of Pesach. So that's how, you know, so it is.
Don't they have to count to establish Shemitah?
Right, we said that, but I'm saying even by. But,
the reason, even if you talk about Kabir Chodesh.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan's in charge of
but I'm saying we contrasted sphere of Yovel to Sirius Omer, but one second you're looking at Sirius Omer is also Losh Yachid. So where's the role of Bezdin? The answer is because Bezdin determines their definition of Torah Shabbat, you know, interpretation of Torah Shabbat Peh. So it means, and that's how the sugi is mashma.
So you're saying when you say the collective,
yeah,
you. Means each individual.
Right, but the individual.
Singular you doesn't mean you.
No, so individual means the Kli Yisrael as a whole. Now, there are exceptions and so on. As I pointed out, the Torah Tzmima, and on that pasuk in Ray. What? Yeah, I mean, again, so you have to see. But the Torah Tzmima points out that holds Russia in 31. I'm not going to read it now, but the whole Torah Tzmima says that Bezdin is involved, okay? I mean, you know, we find mitzvahs, for example, it says Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra, right? One time it says Lo Sosif, and one time it says Lo Sosifu. Lo Sigra, Lo Sigru, one in Re'eh, one in Re'eshanan, you know? So that sounds like every individual. I can't, you know, on me, I can't wear tzitzis or put five parshas in my tongue, but there's also a mitzvah on Bezdin. I'll have to add a new mitzvah. So, again, both, it works out in many cases. And the Torah Tzmima here says what it means by Sirius Omer, that you need two things really that drop a Bezdin. Number one, how do you know when to start counting the Omer? Well, we start the second night of Pesach. Well, who's going to determine when the second night of Pesach is? So when Bezdin is Mekadosh Chodesh. So Tzvira HaTuliyah BeBezdin, that's the Gemara meant. Tzvira HaTuliyah BeBezdin is a Safar Talachah. Or Shiva Shos Tispor Loch. Okay, it is singular because it's a Tzvira that's totally in Bezdin. Okay. Now coming back to our issue here. So we have two Tochachos. All right? There's a Tochachah of Gosai, which is Losh Rabin, maybe talking to each individual, and then here they're talking to the Tzibur. So it's interesting, here in our study, look at 32. If a person will say, Bahaya Bishamo, as Diver Ha'alazos, is Barech Bavavole more Shalom Yeli, Kibishriyas Libelech. A guy will hear all these punishments and say, oh, that's going to be okay for me. I'm going to do whatever I want. Choose whatever I want. Right, that's all thinking. And Rashi explains in 33, this part, well, Lashon Brocha, Yachshu Belibo, Bircha Shalom, Atzolemo, Lo Yavuyuni, Kolos Halalu. I'm not going to be, not me. Can't happen here. Can't happen to me. Ach Shalom Yeli. And Hashem says, don't think that's correct. Look in your test. Lo Yova Hashem Sloach Lo, Kios Yesan Af Hashem, Bekinaso, Baishu, and Tavarov, Tavakal Allah, Vidor Hashem Lera, and so on. I have a simple question. Why in the world would a guy think that? Why, like, after all these punishments, the guy's going to sit back and say, ah, not me.
Hey, the
Yanomite.
Is it what?
Yanomite. What? Oh, Yanomite. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, but so the Vilna Gaon in the Aderes Elio here in our subject, the Vilna Gaon says, I'll tell you why. He says, because he quotes this Gemara, 34. Look at 34. The Aderes Elio is in the Vilna Gaon. Baharo B'Sham was doing, et cetera, et cetera. He says, Lashon Rabin, like in Parsha Mekosai, that's on every individual. But here, it's Lashon Yochin. So a guy will figure, you know what? Don't worry, I can do whatever I want. Because this is being not addressed to each individual, it's addressed to the klal. So as long as the klal is okay, I'm okay too. I got to figure out, I'll be saved by the klal, right? And I was like, because he's barbed with him, me, hello, I'm the yochid. Hello, Nemarak, I'll call you so. His punishment, all this whole tokacho and parshas kisavo is directed to call you so, not to me. But Chay Nemar said, no, we did all Hashem, Lerah came and Shapira shot to call you so. He's separate from Chayyus, so he's going to get it. In other words, in a certain sense, he's right. But not that he's not going to punish it. He's going to get the punishment for separate from Chayyus. You follow? So Vilna Gaon makes this point. That since it's written here in Kisavo, Beloshen Yochid, all the Chah and everything else, an individual might think, not me, it's not Chayyus. Right? Now, hold that thought. As a side point, I just want to mention, the Ramban and Chumash already has this Yisod also. Believe it or not, this is sort of Lashon Yochid, Lashon Rabin. Because by the Mishkan, Parshas Truma, Shmos Parakafe, source 35, plus good, it says by the Aron, the Asu Aron Atzei Shitim. Hamasai Mechei Chakra, Asu. But then it switches over and you're out. Bitsi Piso, Sozavdor, Vasi Solov Zedor, Vyatakdalo, all Lashon Yochid. So the Ramban Chumis says that when it says the Asu, when it came to the Aron, everybody had to have some sort of contribution. You and you and you and Lashon Rabin, right? He says, then individuals, right, they will take care of whatever had to be done in terms of putting it together. But the whole Tzibor had to get together, Ramban writes, Yish not they've called Echad, plays over Echad L'Aron. Okay, or they should help somehow. Or Shechav L'Dover, when it came to the Aron, everybody had to have some share, some at least mental share, you know, and be Mechav into it. That's really the same Yisod. That's what I'm just pointing out. Ramban, the Chumash, has the same Yisod, that when it says, Asu, Lashon Rabin, I mean, you and you and you, it came to the Aron, which was, of course, the centerpiece of the Mishkan, that everybody had to have some sort of a share in, as opposed to the other, the Atakta, Vasisa, and so on and so forth. Okay, now, very interesting. What does all this got to do with reading the Tzavim? So here's what I'd like to suggest. The Rosh in Megillah points me in this direction a little bit. The Rosh in Megillah, Perek Daled, Siman Yud. First, he quotes the whole same story. Shaul Rabbeinu Nissim, the same Shaul and Tosu. I don't have to read that again. Okay, but he has the same Shaul. At the end, he points out, but one second, it is true. Tosu didn't like it, but it is true that Parshas Mitzavim has some harsh words. So look at the top of the next page. If alone the hero, I don't think of Nissim Gaon as right, etc., etc. He says, Ela Osan Sheba'atem Mitzavim Enam Klolos Ela Sheheder B'nei Yisrael B'bris. The punishments or the klolos in Parshas Nitzavim are not klolos. That was in Kisavo, like Tosa said. But the Rosh adds something. He says they were the words or they were part of the bris. They were part of the covenant. Which means that Parshas Nitzavim is fundamentally the establishment of a bris between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. That accounts for Lashon Yochid. Hashem with the entity of Klal Yisrael. That's what Parshas Nitzavim, the beginning is about. In fact, if you look, I printed in 38 the first few psukim of Parshas Nitzavim. Zvaram Perakov says, "Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Hu, Roshechem, Shivteichem, Zikdechem, Bishopchechem, Kolish, everybody was there. Tapchem, Neshechem, Begerchard, everybody. Nechote, Vetzechar, the wood choppers, Neshechem, the water sleppers. Why? To empty you into this bris with Hashem, okay? That's what's going on here. And Lamana Kimos Chayom Lo La'am, Kim is a major event going on here in Nitzavim. The establishment of the bris with Klal Yisrael, and Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, very important sukim. This bris is not just with you people here, but Yud Dalet. Ki Es Hashem Yeshno Poimon Amed Hayom. Even people are not here, meaning future members of Klal Yisrael, as Rashi says in 39. They weren't there, so how are they bound? Because the bris is not being bound with individuals, it's being bound with an entity called Klal Yisrael. So anybody who's part of Klal Yisrael, even if it's not there now, can't say, well, I didn't buy into that. What do you mean you're part of Klal Yisrael? It's like, I mean, officially, you know, people break it, but officially there are treaties between countries signed by two heads of state or whatever. It's not between the two of them. It's binding. If this head of state gets removed or he dies, whatever, different head of state comes in, he's supposed to honor the treaty because the treaty is between the two entities. It was not between the people. Right? The new president or the new king or whatever, says, well, I didn't sign it. Yeah, but it was signed between your country and his country. I mean, again, so people break treaties. It's true. But that's what the bris here is about. And that has a halachic implication for a din, no, we spoke about many times, of arvus, that there is a connection to represent what Klal Yisrael are connected to each other through this bris. So the pasuk that ends, well, it ends Sheni on Monday and Thursday, it ends Revi, you know, it's Revi, and then when we read it alone, like this week, 41, Parakov Tes Pasuk Chokhaz, Hanistaros, Moshimelkeno, Aniglos Lonu Vanu Adolam, things which are hidden, which we don't know about, Rashi explains, right? We're responsible for other Jews. Now, when it's Nistaros, when it's hidden, okay, I don't know what another person doing in private. That's Hashem Elkeinu. That's up to Hashem. But Niglos, even if I know about it, I can't be punished for the evil thoughts of another person. But when I know about it, okay, I'm responsible. When did that take effect? Huh? Right, so Rashi's saying, it says it's a Sugin Sanhedrin. Okay, Mem Gimel Beis, I printed part of it. That took place here in this bris in Arvus Moav. Okay, that now Haniglos Lon Levanenu Levar Haram Kibena, Rashi says, Bimlo Nasa Din Bami Anshos Harabim. Okay, and that did not go into effect. That's a dot. The words Lon Levanenu have dots on top to tell you that before that Hashem didn't punish even the Tzibur for the even things people knew about, right? Even Averis and other Jews did. No one else was held responsible. But now, if I'm in position to stop someone from doing an Avera, or the other side of Arvus, to help somebody do a mitzvah, that's my obligation. I can't say it's not my business what he does. If I know about it, if I see someone else being a Chal Shabbos, now, if there's a situation, if you want to walk into the person, you know that's not allowed in Shabbos, they want you to drop dead, okay, I don't have to do it. But if it's my friend, I see him doing something wrong, it's one I have a relationship with, I can't just say, no, it's not my business. It is your business. You go up, and so, the Gemara talks, I have to say it, I say it nicely, and the different rules. But that becomes part of my responsibility. The same thing. We know this from many, many dinim. I can be motzi someone else in a bracha or in a mitzvah, even though I fulfilled it already. Right? I can say a bracha and make kiddush, even though I already heard kiddush, I can make kiddush for you many times. Well, how does that work? I'm already yotzei. How can I make a bracha with somebody else or make a do a mitzvah with somebody else? The answer is because I'm bound to you. If your obligation is my obligation. Okay, so we've spoken about that in the past. But all of that takes over. The Gemara says in Mem Gimel Beis, that's where Rashi got it from, Sanhedrin. And I have all the Rashi spelled out there. But Amar Yochanan Shmuel Elazar Shimon, and you said it's a machlokas and something. What spells out what emerges is Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the end of 43. Kachlo Anash Al Onshin Shemagoli Ad Sheavu Yisrael As Hayardin. Okay, and Rashi has the whole cheshbon, which we're not going to read now. Okay, you can look at it afterwards. An important sugya. So Hedim Nem Gimel Beis, and that's where Arvus takes over. Now. What magic was going on? Why did suddenly this go into effect now? Why did this bris, with this concept of an entity of Klal Yisrael? Right, that's what this is all about. When you put everything together, we said, Lashon Yachid is addressing the entity of Klal Yisrael. When was the entity of Klal Yisrael established? It started at Har Sinai. We had Ish Echad Lelev Echad. But as we saw from that, Gemara's and Hedrick Mem Gimel, Rashi quotes on this Sedrin, but it didn't take full effect until now. What changed now? So the Maharal Miprag in the Sivas Olam says, I'll tell you what happened. Eretz Yisrael, having a homeland, bound the people, united the people. He brings the riot. Let's look, skip for a second, 47. This is in the Sivas Olam, the Maharal Miprag, the Sivas Soke Paragvav, Ulechach Omra Torah, Eskas Becho, and so on. He's talking about Ribbis, but the Pasuk by Ribbis in Parshas Behar, Paragvav Hei, Vayikro Pasuk, Laman Zan, Laman Ches, Laman Tzches says, Ani Eshmon Lokechem, Asher Oteisem, Eretz Yisrael, Lo Seis Lochem, Es Eretz Kanan, Lios Lochem, Lelukim. Right? And Rashi said, what does that mean? That I gave you the mitzvahs, even if they're hard. Ribbis is a hard mitzvah. Right, you lend somebody money, you want to get paid back with interest, right? You know, people, and you're not allowed to charge you interest. It's a hard mitzvah. So look what the Maharal Miprag writes, and see this all in the Sivat Stoker Paragvav. L'chach Omer Torah Kasbuk Alosikam L'Meshach Hashem Alkechem Asher Tzeisam Etzayim Alseisam Etzkanu Zechalochim Uma'in Zelakar. Why mentioned by Ribbis Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? What did I do? He says She Omer Alseisam Etzayim Alseisam Avol Aperish Anireh Ki Kasher Nichnasu Yisrael La'aretz. When they entered into Eretz Yisrael, then they're going to become a full nation completely. The Rael is that, sorry, Kol's man, she saw a low over Yardin, the low ball Aris, low Nen, she only stars. Our apostle carried each other. They weren't punished for the sins of others, okay? Adsha Avruv and Nasu are raven Zeb Adze, until they became bound and responsible for the other. Hare Shalom Nasi saw Raven Zeb Adze. What does the word Ariv mean? I'm connected, I'm bound to you, I'm tied up with you. Zionism here. He said Eretz Yisrael is an entity of Klal Yisrael. Now they have one God and Son, that's why he came to charge Ribbis. So the Maharal Miprag has a very fundamental yisod here, that what's happening now, that's being described here in the end of Dvarim, as the Bnei Yisrael are poised to enter into Eretz Yisrael, the Tochacha, I'm adding now, the Tochacha and Lashon Yachid addressing the entity. The Bris, which the Rush pointed out, is what takes place here. As Rashi and the Chumash Gemara Sanhedrin, Arvus is created. This is completed when they go into Eretz Yisrael. It starts here, but it's not really completed until they get to, as we had last week, Har Grizim and Har Evel, and it's described in the beginning of Yeshua, the fulfillment of the Brachas and Klalos and Har Grizim and Har Evel. That whole episode was the establishment of an entity called Klal Yisrael, and the Maharal Miprag says, what's significant about that? Eretz Yisrael, not a homeland. Until they're a homeland, not a full-fledged people. Okay? And that's an important point. I mean, yeah.
You have to then believe that all Klal Yisrael was
not necessarily. I mean, I hear what you're getting at. That was in question, but I don't know. I mean, the Chor not. But the point is that but for our purposes now, they became an entity at this point. Okay. In fact, it's interesting. There's a pasuk in Melachim Aleph Perkes Pasuk Samachay. When Shlomo HaMelech, we're actually going to read it. It's one of the haftarahs on Sukkot. It says, "Vayas Shlomo HaMelech says the Chag V'Chayisam Kol Gadol." When the first Beit Hamikdash was built, Shlomo HaMelech made a big party, okay? And all they celebrated Sukkot. It was this time of year, 7 days and 7 days. In fact, they ate it in Kippur. Looks like that year, with 7 days and 7 days, right? The big party to celebrate the building of the Beit Hamikdash. And it says, "V'Chayisam Kol Gadol." It was a big kahal. V'Levo Chamos Anachem Mitzrayim. Shiva Yomish was a 14-day celebration. So the Gemara in the beginning of Horus Gimel Vav 49 says Arvasi. Okay, when determining, you know, remember that Horus, if all the Jewish people did the same avera based on a psak of Bezin, then Bezin had to bring a certain korban called Paral and Shal Tibur. How many people have to do avera? The Kahal, the majority of Klal Yisrael. Who counts as Klal Yisrael? Says the Gemara, you know who counts? Bahara Haleich Acharov Yoshe Eretz Yisrael. Only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael count. And that's what the Gemara says. You know why? Because you see from that Pasuk in Malachim Aleph, Perches, Pasuk Samachay, Hanuhu, look at the last word, the 49, Horiz Gimel Aleph, Hanuhu Dikre Kol, Ava Hanach Lo Ikre Kol. The only people who are called Kahal, the Kol, the congregation of Yisrael, are Jews of Eretz Yisrael. They have their names of Eretz in the Tshuva, Chelek Archaim, Simen Shin Yud Dalet, Oz Dalet, Achnira Libra Shondvarm, Kimalas Eretz Yisrael Achutzlo Shashokhtim Ba Kasa Maral. He quotes Maral. I found the Maral to the Avnei Nezer. He says, "Be'inyan Arvus Shabbat Chilas Biyasmul Arts It's Eretz Yisrael that binds the Jews into one nation. That's our land, and that's when it became Arev Zelazeh, and so on. And he quotes his Gemara and Horius as well. So, what's going on here in Parshas Nitzavim? What's going on here in Parshas Nitzavim is the establishment of a bris. It started in Kisavo, but it continues here in Nitzavim. And in fact, the Psukim, in the end of Kisavo, Perchav Ches Pasuk Tamek Tes, it says Ela Divrei Bris. It's the end of the Tochlo, right? And again, the very end of Kisavo, Perchav Ches Pasuk Ches, the last pasuk of Kisavo, Ushmartim is Divrei Habris. So based on that, and again, I'm not going to go through the whole calculation, but it's a Gemara in Sota. Look it up if you want to see. If you want to do math, okay? Sota Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph Gemara Lamed Zayin Amud Beis says that there was a four part bris, so to speak. Tanur Rabbanan Baruch Bichal Baruch Or Bichal Or Bifafin Lilmod Ulamed Lishmor Velasos. Every mitzvah had four parts. Okay. And the Gemara has a whole calculation since it had Har Sinai, it's repeated in Arvus Moav. The Gemara has a whole cheshbon, okay? Cheshbon we keep in the show, where were the three times? But anyway, he says, look at the third line of the next page. There are 48 brises, 48 covenants on each mitzvah. And I'm sure Yehuda Yishkra'aku takes it further. It's 48 mitzvah on each bris times 600,000 Jews because each one is responsible for the other. So do the math yourself. Okay, the point being that, you have all these bris. When did all of this happen? This is the Arvus, right? This happened at this point here in Parshas Nitzavim. The Bahag, it's interesting, and the Sajigon also. Look at 56. The Sefer Halachos Gedolos counted the brachos and klolos of that we learned about last week as one of the mitzvahs of the Tayag mitzvahs. It's in Elu Parshios number Samach Dal. Parshios brachos and klolos. Really, what's the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? I mean, it was a one-time thing. Right? We don't count one-time things. We don't count as one of the Tayag mitzvahs putting the dam of the carbon pesach on the doorpost. That was the one and out. That was there, right? And the Mitzrayim. You know, that's not one. So here also, what's going on? And the Rambam, not my kasha, Rambam's kasha. Rambam Shorosh Gimel of the Sefer Mitzvah 57. Hashorosh Hashishi ain't royal in those mitzvahs. Ain't the August of Doros. We don't count among the Tayag mitzvahs that didn't apply for all time. And therefore, and Uvavur Hashorosh said ain't royal in those brachos of clothes since Tabu Bahar Grizim Har Evil. You don't count those as Tayag mitzvahs. He's right. Now the Rabban defends, the Gaon's position to count it. He says, although really he seems to think that the Rambam is right, but he said maybe it's because they accepted this as a shvuah and that was an everlasting bris. Okay, Rabbi Yechon Perlo in his beard to the Sefer Mitzvah, the Sajigon 59. Okay, and Binyan Shishim Chomish Parshas Nun Zayin. Okay, he turns around. He thinks the Kash is on the Rambam. Why didn't he count this? Because he says Arvus is a mitzvah. By every mitzvah, you make kids or somebody. There are mitzvahs. The Bahag and the Rishon you got to write. You should count it.
That's the key of
in the brachos and klolos. That's what he says created that entity. That's what he wants to suggest. Now, the Rambam could answer. I won't give a different shiur about this. The Rambam could answer. There's such a thing called Arvus. It's true. But it's not a separate mitzvah. It's within each mitzvah. There's Arvus, right? There's no. But all right, that's how he learns. My point again, I'm not reading all this inside. I suggest into the subject, and you can certainly do so. The point is that it seems to me, and I've come full circle again, we're wondering why do we read Parashat Nitzavim on the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah? So Rav Nissim Gaon said, because you want to include the clothes of Nitzavim as clothes from the Mishnah Torah, and those got to be out, Tich Lashon HaKilosah. Tosas rejected that, saying that Kolos means only Kisavo and nothing else, and therefore has a different reason to make this buffer. I'm suggesting something else. That since the whole essence of this Parshas Nitzavim is as Anistar Soshama Kenel, Atem Nitzamayon Kuchem, is the establishment of a bris with the entity called Klal Yisrael, started in Kisavo, and that's why the Tochas in Loshon Yochid. Okay? Well, yeah, but as we said, till they come into Eretz Yisrael, that's how the Maharal Mitzvah, take a look, and then Avnezer, they write, it didn't have its full status until now they're going into Eretz Yisrael. You needed to have a land. By the way, this is a side point. You know, this concept of the Jews having a homeland that makes them a nation, I mean, you know, alhamdulillah, but, you know, the Vatican, you know, the Catholic position when the State of Israel was established in modern times was, initially, they were opposed to it because it posed a significant theological problem. Because their position was that the Jews are, quote unquote, damned to wander face of the earth without having a homeland because they rejected their Lord and so on and so forth. And suddenly, the Jews have a homeland. It was a significant theological problem. I mean, there are essays about it. You know, they came to terms with it more recently. But I'm just saying it was because. I mean, they're right, and I don't know if they know this Gemara and this whole Lumbus, but the point being that until the late Avdenez is right, the Marami Prague before him, that until you have a land, you're not a full entity as a people. That's what's being Mechadish here in Parshas Nitzavim. That's why Arvus is rooted here in Parshas Nitzavim, because they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. So if that's the case, we can argue that Parshas Nitzavim is a sedra which establishes the Tzibur, the entity of Klai Yisrael, as a Tzibur. Why is that so important for Rosh Hashanah? So now you can figure out. Because so much of what Yom Narayim, starting Rosh Hashanah, okay, depends upon the Tzibur. Take a look, I printed in source 60. Hilchus Tshuva Paragim Alachadalat, Mitzvah Tkiyah Shofar. Afal Pisa Tkiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah Gzeres HaKosov, right, the famous Rambam. Why do you go Shofar? Because it says in Chumash. Okay, that's why. But, what?
Why doesn't he write that for all the other Mitzvah?
Right, okay, but here people know there's so much for it. And he said there's a remez. Wake up, or Yishenim Shanachem, and not only that, but he says every person should view himself that the whole world depends upon him right now. You know, the world is 50-50, and one action that I do can push the world in a different direction. Shofar reminds you all that. That's certainly the mitzvah shofar on the individual. But look at the Rambam's Lashon in Parag Gimel of Hilchos Shofar, Halacha Zayin, 61. Hatzibur, Chayav L'shmua Tkiyas, I'll say that brachas. Isn't that interesting? There's a din of the Hatzibur. There's somehow it's key a shofar to tzibur. We blow the shofar during the Chazaras Shabbat. At some place.
How about
it's a shofar. Okay, but
okay?
Yeah, presumably we generally assume that the mitzvah of key a shofar is the mitzvah of the yoke. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I have to check, but I contrast it with the shofar, but it's really the same thing. Yeah. But here he says that tzibur chayavin, that there's some idea of the tzibur here in shofar as well. Okay, as for tshuva, there's no doubt about it. Okay. Tshuva on the one hand is tshuva on the individual, right? Perek Avachav, Kol Mitzvah Shemit Torah, Bein Asay, Bein Losay, Over Adam Alachaz, Bein Mizodim, Bein Mishkar, Kishyatz, Tshuva, Yosh Mechedo, Chayv Litzvados, and so on. That's certainly individual mitzvah. But, you look at Alachav Beis of Perek Avachav Tshuva, at the end of 62, Sar HaMistalech, Vishu Kapar, Al Kol Yisrael. Right? That the Sar HaMistalech, the goat that's pushed off Azazel, and so on and so forth, that's I'll call Yisrael. And coin Goro Mizvada, all of Allah should call Yisrael. Shenemar, Mizvada, all of us call Avonos Bnei Yisrael. There's a notion of the Tzibur there also. And the Rambam writes, even perhaps just as clearly, Parag Beis, Hilchos Tshuva Alach HaZayin, Yom HaKippurim Uzman Tshuva Lakol, LaYochid Vilarabim. Right? So the entity of a Tzibur is especially important Rosh Hashanah and Kippur time. We're talking about Tzibur, Shofar, talking about Tshuva, talking about the Sar LaZozel. In fact, as Rav Yosef points out, one of the Svarim, the Hilchos in Yalta Yosef, in the Tefillah Volume Beis, Ha'aros, Hashem, and Kuflam, and Aleph, Ozal, 64. That's why we say it in Slichas too. Hashem Nu, Bogad Nu, Gozal Nu, right? It's always in the plural, right? Afshi Yodea, Shalom, Omer, even though it is a I may come to an Ashamnu or an Al-Khayt. I know I never did this particular there. Okay? I mean, Al-Khayt Shechotanu Lefanecha. This one I never did. Okay? So what am I saying it for? Why is it the plural? He says, Kainu B'shara Kavona, that's not a Rizal, but it's Boratam, Shom, Shemitam Zeh HaVidu Nisqa Lashon Rabin, Ki L'chora HaYetzachom Ashamti Bogarati, right? I'm saying Vidu is, I say it Lashon Yom myself, No, Achinu Shemilvad, Mashenena Shalom Achatov, Gam Nena Shal Chaver Mitama Arus. No, but maybe I didn't do this Chaver, but somebody else that I could have stopped him. Right, that's back to Arus. So, Ki Kol Yisrael Him Guf Echad. Right, remind you, right, the name of the Arizal. So he says, Well, Zer Royal Adam, she's Vada Bloshen Rabbim, Kadesh is Vada Gama Chavero. Velachach Af in Yesh Averus Shalom Chatovem, Efshe Shaver Chatovem. Well, can't talk is not a blushing rabbin. That's the Rav is quoting from the Shara Kavona. So from there he's also. So it seems to me, putting all this together, that the concept of a tzibur is of paramount importance this time of year, perhaps more than any other time of year. And since it's in Parshas Nitzavim, where this is, and it starts with Arkana, the Arvus and so on, and just to finish up, the Pasuk said before, also Nitzavim, Asher Yeshno Poem, Asher Shainena Poem, Doris Haboim, Rashi said, what does that mean? It's a fascinating thing, we all know this minute. Shulchan Aruch says, Hilchos Yom Kippur, and Siman Tov Reish Chaf Aleph, or Chaim Siv Vav, Nogu Lidor Tztokas B'Makipur V'Yadam Esim. There's a minig on Yom Kippur, we call that Yizkir, to give tzedakah in memory of the departed. Right? That's Yizkir. We say Yizkir also at the end of Pesach, at the end of Shavuot, at the end of Sukkot. That's a later minig. The original minig was Yom Kippur only. Okay? And he says, Maskir and Nishmasem, you remember they mentioned their names and so on, right? The Hamesim Gam Ken Yesam Kapar B'Yom Kippurim. The Mesim also have Kapar in Yom Kippur. Okay? The Mesim, how could it be? So the answer is because Yom Kippur is a day of Kapara for Klal Yisrael. So not only Doris Haboim, but Doris of the past also. Yom Kippur is a day of Kapara for the entity of Klal Yisrael, which includes everybody ever was, everybody will be. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Maharal, Tov Reish Chaf Aleph Yuches, interesting point. He says that's why it's called Yom HaKippurim in the plural. We in the slang, we call it Yom Kippur. Right, but the real title in the davening is Yom HaKippurim Hazeh. The Nusach HaBroch is Mekadosh Yisrael, the Yom HaKippurim. The word, so it's actually the translation in English, Day of Atonement, is not really right. It should be Day of Atonement, Yom HaKippurim. So where is the Kippurim? So Mishnah Berurah says, Ratzon L'chaim V'lameisim. Those who are here, those who are not here. So that's the essence, it seems to me, of this time of year. So it's not Stam that we read by... So it's just an auxiliary interpretation of why we read Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah, because we want to establish this entity of a tzibur, of arvus, of a connection, Klal Yisrael. We need the tzibur this time of year, we rely on the tzibur this time of year, and so on. And we want to belong to the tzibur this time of year. So again, so it's perhaps a third explanation of why we dafka have this. We don't split up matzah and masa, we double them up as much as that might be a little bit of tircha, that Shabbos or two before Tisha B'Av, you know, to read those two long sedges. And this week a very short sedge, but it's a very, very important sedge. It establishes the concept of arvus and the entity of Klal Yisrael as a unit, which is especially important this time of year. So maybe that's why we're going to before Parshas Nitzavim. So I take the opportunity to wish everybody a Ksivach Simatov, should be a good Gebet Shor, should be a good health and happiness for everybody and for the family. I mentioned again, Motzei Shabbos, I have the yard site. I'm Erev Rosh Hashanah yard site on the Mother of Shalom. So I'll be having my house, and I live in Block here, 1477 Jefferson Street. I see him, Mitzvah Masech is needed at 9 o'clock at my house, an hour or so after Shabbos. It's very quick, it's Erev Yontif, I'm well aware. You know, that it's Erev Yontif, people are very, very busy, but if people want to come, fine, no pressure.
You're going to have a wedding
Davin, man. Yeah, Marv, yeah, usually I saw it Marv, but not this year, because people are not Marv and Shul. So it'll be after, so just to have a see him, and some light refreshments, also a little stickle-toe short, and everybody's invited. Also, on Erev Rosh Hashanah in the morning, those who want to get up early, and those who want to say Slichas at a more, shall we say, followable pace. There'll be a minion here. Oh, this year it's not here in the basement. It's downstairs at 5 o'clock in one of the other rooms downstairs.
Was that
the Ivy?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. So 5 o'clock. And I wish everybody could have a good trip. Next Thursday night we'll meet. It's sometimes Wednesday. So we'll meet sometime next week. Talk about some Shuba topic. Okay. Very good. Here, Josh. I don't want to show up.
What's your family doing? Curry.
Okay.